Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Forever, Ilona Europa, Accent On. Oh my gosh, I want everybody to be in the studio right now with us because today is a studio filled with stars. And I'm telling you people, stars. Everybody goes to Facebook and see the pictures that I post. We have very, very unusual high class models and people from the fashion. They belong to Hollywood. They do belong to Hollywood. And I think we'll find a way to keep them here. Maybe 30% of the time. But to make this even cooler, we have director of Polish Film Festival, because our stars belong also to Polish Film Festival LA. Hi, Władeczku.
Hello, hello. Third time this year.
Władek Juszkiewicz, I just love you. And if I can dedicate this whole Accent On show with Ilona Europa to festival, I would do that.
But thank you.
Obvious, October, this is the time that we always are here. And I'm so thankful because you are bringing amazing guests. And we have so many great Polish people. And not only Polish people, but mostly Polish people who are coming here for the festival.
Especially Polish, because this is Polish Film Festival. So.
Yes. And okay, let's pitch. Let's get pitch. Polish Film Festival gala is coming in
2 days.
2 days!
Wednesday at the Egyptian Theater. Red carpet and opening, yeah.
Opening, and this is Egyptian Theater. Everybody, I don't know who can really come and buy the tickets, but we will allow maybe
it's
a few people.
It's sold out.
Ouch! That's great! Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm thinking that a little bit LA Talk Radio helps, and
exactly.
I'm hoping that we are spreading the news because it's worth it. This is a gala that in this day, Polish Film Festival raises a little bit of money, you know. To
this is our fundraising, but still we invite guests, so make it a bit more glamour.
That's word glamour. That's what we love. And we'll be focusing on this word right now for another 20-something minutes. I have in the studio the most beautiful guest ever and very, very unusual. They both like to speak Polish. They speak English, but they decided that's what they want to do. And I'm Polish. You are Polish. And I think this is something good to give whole world sound of Polish language. But to not make this too complicated, we have translator who will be translating everything what they will say. Okay, then Ilona Europa will say hi to my beautiful guests in Polish, and then we'll see how this will work. We never had a situation like that yet on LA Talk Radio Accent On. Okay, dzień dobry, moi wspaniali goście.
Witamy.
Dzień dobry, witam.
Okay, what does this mean?
Hello, welcome.
Oh my gosh, you sound so good. Who are you? The voice behind my great guests. What is your name? We are talking to translator. What is your name?
My name is Aleksandra Kaniak. And I'm very glad to be here today.
Oh my gosh, Aleksandra, if people need you to translate from Polish to English, this is the person.
I am the person to call, Aleksandra Kaniak, yes.
Okay, then now we are pitching our nice translator. We'll be talking Polish and Aleksandra will be translating live whatever my great guest, gorgeous guest, high-class Hollywood stars will tell us. Okay, hi, both of you. One more time, I would love you to tell our full name. Oh, Ilona Europa, and you?
Kajetan Góra.
Mateusz Maga.
Okay, now, if I can ask you first question, maybe we'll start from Mateusz. Mateusz, in English, you will be Matthew, yes?
Yeah.
Of course you speak English, but we'll let you to speak Polish. You are in LA for a few days.
Tak, jak najbardziej jestem w Los Angeles przez kilka dni.
Yes, I am in Los Angeles for a few days.
I no tak, później już zmierzamy w kierunku już innym, ponieważ Chicago, następnie Nowy Jork, także tylko kilka dni podczas właśnie otwarcia gali i ceremonii Polish Film Festival.
Specjalnie przyjechali na otwarcie festiwalu. They came specially for the opening of the festival.
Wonderful. Closer to the microphone when it comes to translation, yes.
Yes, and later they are going to go to Chicago and New York.
Oh, okay.
Right after the gala.
Okay, but people don't understand why they are so busy. Then maybe we can explain what style of the art, of creativity they both represent.
Czyli ludzie nie rozumieją, dlaczego jesteście tacy zajęci i są zainteresowani, co reprezentujecie, jeżeli chodzi o sztukę.
Tak, jestem modelem, więc jestem związany głównie z tą branżą. Wiadomo, że dotyczy to różnych wyjazdów, podróżowania tak naprawdę po całym świecie, odwiedzania
fashion. I am a model, so this is the area where I work. So I'm very busy traveling all over the world.
Tak, między innymi jest to związane z różnego rodzaju fashion weekami. Z festiwalem filmowym łączy nas między innymi to, że właśnie tutaj w tamtym roku odbyła się premiera filmu dokumentalnego.
So mainly I travel for fashion weeks. However, the reason I am here at the film festival because last year we had a premiere of our movie.
A teraz jesteśmy właśnie tutaj na zaproszenie Władka, dyrektora festiwalowego.
And we are here because Władek, the film festival, invited us here.
And I had the pleasure to see the movie. Władeczku, thank you so much for sending me the link. I was like, okay, mostly I'm flipping, you know, guests are coming. But I was like, oh my freaking gosh, I need to see all 25 minutes. Great, great movie. Title of the movie?
Tytuł filmu.
It's now or never. It's
now or never. This is like the great title. Very dynamic. And you are right. Life is about now or never. Yeah. Maybe we'll be talking for a little bit to our second guest or equally first guest to me. And yes, you are a little bit, you're representing different style of creativity that is very necessary in Hollywood. That's okay.
I'm working.
You are like a doctor. You need to take your phones. If you need to talk to somebody, Władek Juszkiewicz, director of Polish Film Festival, we let you leave and come back. This is live show. We don't mind. Yeah, if you can describe to all world, because LA Talk Radio is heard all around the world, what is your profession?
Jakiego rodzaju profesję wykonujesz, gdybyś mógł opisać?
Zaraz po szkole odkryłem sobie talent fryzjerski.
Right after school I discovered that I have a talent for hairdressing.
Pokochałem to.
I loved it.
I w międzyczasie odkryłem także, że istnieje zawód perukarza.
And also I discovered that I can make wigs, that's a profession as well.
I dzięki temu mogę zwiedzać cały świat.
So because of that I'm able to travel the world.
Drzwi stanęły otworem.
The world became open to me.
Oh, Kajetan, oh, Mateusz, I saw the movie. That wasn't so easy. Now it's easier for both of you. But this movie describes something that I want whole world to see. And I think you both guys are very unusual, creative people. And I don't even know because I just don't care about anything else except when I see both of you, you are just hot. And you belong to the world of creativity. But wasn't so easy. Could you translate what I was mentioning?
Czy ona powiedziała, że po prostu ona zauważyła, że po prostu jesteście nie tylko po prostu piękni, ale również bardzo kreatywni i...
Yes, and it wasn't so easy.
I dla was po prostu ta droga wyboru i tej kreatywności i wybrania zawodu nie była aż taka łatwa.
Ponieważ ja widziałam film dokumentalny, I saw the movie about both of your lives, the shorts,
tak.
25 minutes. Then we eventually need to get to the bottom. Who you got, both of you, you represent very unusual style. Could you maybe, Mateusz, could you describe yourself? Who are you as a model? You are not the model that we think we know or we see. You're very unusual.
Czy mógłbyś opisać, dlaczego jesteś taki inny niż inni i jakiego rodzaju jesteś modelem?
Close to microphone, bliżutko.
Tak, bardzo dziękuję za miłe tutaj słowa i takie wyróżnienie mojej osoby. No, jestem modelem androgenicznym. tak to się wzięło, nic z sobą tak naprawdę nie robiłem w tym kierunku, żeby jakoś tam zmieniać, tylko po prostu jestem, jaki jestem, jeżeli chodzi o mój wygląd zewnętrzny.
So, the type of a model I am in is androgynous, because I am who I am, and this is who I am, and this is the way I look.
No i po czym tak zaczęła się moja przygoda z modelingiem, gdzieś tam od programu, polskiej edycji programu Top Model.
So that's how my adventure with modeling started, with a Polish program called Top Model.
I później, wiadomo, już poszło właśnie w ten świat czysto związany z branżą, czyli różnego rodzaju fashion weeki na całym świecie tak naprawdę, poprzez Londyn, Paryż, Mediolan, Nowy Jork.
So later on it just basically went to fashion week and was all over the world. It was London, Paris.
Ostatnio zresztą tak, właśnie Paryż i Londyn. Natomiast rzeczywiście tutaj najważniejsze jest dla mnie to, żeby przede wszystkim nie tyle wygląd zewnętrzny, wiadomo, no w modelingu jest to istotne, ale...
So what is important for me is not the way that I look. I mean, of course in modeling business the way you look is very important.
Ale żeby właśnie zachować to, żeby no, przede wszystkim być dobrym dla innych. Nie zawsze jest to, wiadomo, gdzieś tam doceniane, ale myślę, że przeważnie ludzie gdzieś wyczuwają to, że ktoś jaki jest, prawda, co reprezentuje.
Because it's very important to me to be kind to others, because I believe that people can feel who you are and what you represent.
Oczywiście, wiadomo, różnie bywa, zwłaszcza, że początkowo gdzieś tam w dzieciństwie nie było łatwo, prawda, będąc gdzieś tam wyróżniając się jako ktoś, kto rzeczywiście gdzieś odstaje od grupy, czy wygląda inaczej, natomiast...
Because of course it's not easy considering my childhood when I was very different and I stood up, I was an outsider.
Natomiast po tych różnych, prawda, przeżyciach, różnych latach doświadczeń i tego, co mnie gdzieś tam spotkało, tak czy tak jestem zadowolony w tym miejscu, w którym jestem.
And despite all of that that happened to me in my life, I'm very happy to be where I am.
I po prostu spełniam się w tym, co robię. Chciałbym się spełniać jak najdłużej, tylko będzie mi to dane i też spotykać na swojej drodze tak świetnych ludzi, jakich spotykam, chociażby nawet teraz.
So I'm very satisfied to be where I am and to meet the people that I meet and hopefully stay in this profession for as long as I can and meet these wonderful people that I recently met.
Tak, no i przede wszystkim, no właśnie, chociażby nawet poprzez Władka, który tutaj często zawsze tak naprawdę pamięta o nas, zaprasza na festiwal, przez różnych ludzi, których rzeczywiście gdzieś tam spotykamy i naprawdę okazuje...
Władek always invites me here to his festival and other people that I meet all over.
I tak naprawdę rzeczywiście ten zawód związany z modelingiem, jak i też no, gdzieś tam udzielając się, prawda, chociażby poprzez filmy, pokazuje to, że mamy do czynienia z różnymi ludźmi i bardzo też pozytywnym odbiorem tego.
Well, it's not just my modeling career and also the movie, it's showing me that we get a very positive response.
Wonderful. And honestly, to me, as a person who loves clothing, loves runways, loves models, and I have a lot of great people coming to the show, to me is the most important when I see runway is the model and the clothes, they work together. And of course, you need to bring to life clothes on a runway. And you are doing that very, very good way. And honestly, I think this is the future. Future is that we will be mixing our clothes, whatever makes us happy and comfortable. That's what we'll be buying. And already you see streets. Just nobody cares really if the jacket is from the husband. If I look this and like this jacket, boy, I will steal from my husband. I don't have husband, but I'm just saying. Anyway, that I think you brought to this market something very fresh, very unusual, and very, what I would call, that's what next future, maybe tomorrow is, or even not even today, you are today, you know, and tomorrow, great, great model, beautiful, beautiful walk, beautiful face, you're lucky.
Bardzo dziękuję za te słowa. Rzeczywiście no, dodają mi zawsze jakiegoś takiego wsparcia i otuchy, takie właśnie tutaj różnego rodzaju wypowiedziane zdania.
Thank you very much for your kind words. It's always a big encouragement to me.
Jeszcze chcę tylko coś jednego dopowiedzieć, że rzeczywiście teraz nawet będąc w Los Angeles będę na pewno próbował swoich sił tutaj w modelingu w LA i chociażby ostatnio będąc w Paryżu zawarłem tutaj kontrakt z agencją IMG w Paryżu i też właśnie wspominali o tym, że tak naprawdę ten rynek dla osób androgenicznych gdzieś tam zaczyna rzeczywiście znajdować swoją przyszłość i myślę, że będzie mi to też dane tutaj w Stanach Zjednoczonych.
And we have you. And oh, I'm sorry, you're supposed to translate that.
I just wanted to add that I would like to try my modeling chops here in LA and put my foot here in the modeling world in LA. I have just signed with an IMG modeling agency in Paris. And I am hearing that the androgynous market is growing.
Hey, oh, you created this one. This is you who created and pushed this forward. And we have you here on Accent On. I am so proud to have all of you. Now we are switching our direction to another gorgeous gentleman, beautiful man. I want your hair. I want your hair. I don't even want anybody to talk about my extensions because they are probably not perfect, done really badly, and I made my hair and I was so nervous to come here because you made the stars looking so cool, so natural, but still star-like quality. How do you do that? How you touch the hair, wigs, and turn them into so perfection that the faces of your artists, they become something else. And then all love it.
Czyli w jaki sposób to robisz, jak to kreujesz, w jaki sposób dotykasz peruki, czy artystów, czy te osoby, które kreujesz i robisz im włosy tak pięknie, że one wyglądają po prostu pięknie, robią te osoby piękne i wyglądają naturalnie.
Najpierw wrócę do początku pytania.
Yay, I know you understand English. Oh,
I'll
gosh,
go back to the beginning of the question.
Yes.
Cieszę się, że podobają się nasze włosy, ale akurat mój kolor włosów nie odpowiadałby. Musi zostać bardzo jasny blond.
Thank you so much. They say older you are getting, you're supposed to go less light, but for whatever reason, my Slavic Polish face, I think looks better in a light hair. Thank you. You're very, very honest. I agree with you. Your hair is beautiful,
myślę,
but black hair, no, probably will not look
good. Nie wszyscy, większość ludzi może nie kojarzyć naszych wizerunków. Mateusz ma bardzo jasny blond,
yes.
Ja mam czarne prawie.
Yes.
Well, most people maybe do not know how we look like, but Mateusz is very blonde and my hair is basically very dark. It's black.
Yes.
No i oczywiście łączący nas fakt to to, że są długie.
Yes.
Well, the only thing that we have in common is that our hair is long.
And very natural, very beautiful, really, really like effortless looking. I like that. This is very cool too, very fresh. I would love to talk a little bit about your past. You mentioned that right now life looks so easy to you. I'm so happy for that. But watching the movie and learning a little bit about both of your lives, I know that it wasn't so easy. You are different. You had that dream about becoming a hairdresser, but you didn't care about being schooled in an old-fashioned way.
Czyli po prostu ona mówi, że po prostu w tej chwili jesteś zadowolony, gdzie jesteś i co robisz, w tej chwili jest to łatwe, ale początki były dla ciebie trudne, bo byłeś inny, wyglądałeś inaczej, więc...
You didn't care about going to school, learning your profession.
Ja miałem bardzo trudną drogę i zacząłem w podstawówce tak naprawdę odnajdywać swój styl, tylko nie został on dobrze przyjęty. Wtedy mi się wydawało przyjąć te normy, które są spotykane na ulicy u mnie w miejscowości. Pochodzę z bardzo małej miejscowości.
Well, yes, it started from the beginning when I discovered my passion when I was still in the elementary school, but I couldn't really show my style because it wasn't accepted. So I sort of had to fit the norm that was on the street and I came from a really, really small town.
I na koniec szkoły podstawowej powiedziałem rodzicom, że chciałbym zostać fryzjerem. Nie zostało to dobrze przyjęte.
And when I finished my elementary school, I told my parents I wanted to be a hairdresser. They did not take it very well.
Więc posłuchałem się ich rad i poszedłem do szkoły, do liceum ogólnokształcącego na 4 lata.
So I listened to them and I went to high school for 4 years.
Po czym skończyłem szkołę i postanowiłem, że zostanę fryzjerem.
So after I finished, I decided I still want to be a hairdresser.
Tak więc no troszeczkę ich zasmuciłem tą informacją.
They were very saddened by the news.
Ale wiedziałem, że jadąc do dużego miasta, tam jest całkowicie inny odbiór nowych osób, poza tym osób, które się potrafią wyróżniać troszeczkę z tłumu.
So I wanted to go to a bigger city because I knew that in a bigger city I would be treated differently, that people that are different and do not blend in, basically accepted better.
I dzięki temu mogłem się stuprocentowo skupić na tym, co chciałbym osiągnąć w życiu, a nie to, jak ludzie do mnie podchodzą.
So I could focus on 100% on what I wanted in life and know what people expect of me.
A jeszcze wytłumaczę moich rodziców, oni dlatego źle zareagowali, ponieważ wiedzieli, że w naszym regionie na przykład fryzjer nie jest w stanie się do końca utrzymać samodzielnie.
Well, one of the reasons I wanted to explain about my parents why they didn't react as well to my choice of profession, because in the area where I live, a hairdresser cannot really make a living.
A teraz jak dzwonią do mnie i się pytają, co robię, mówię właśnie, wsiadam do samolotu i pytają się, ale gdzie ty lecisz? Ja mówię, że lecę teraz właśnie do Hollywood, następnym razem lecimy na Teneryfę, potem do Tajlandii i są w szoku.
Ach.
And right now they just call me and said, where are you going? And I'm saying I'm about to jump on a plane, I'm on my way to Hollywood and I'm going on my way to Thailand. And I mean, they are shocked.
Nie wiedzieli, że będąc fryzjerem w Polsce, można pozwolić sobie na tak dużo.
They didn't know that a hairdresser from Poland can accomplish so much.
And this is the lesson for all parents. I am a parent, and what can I say? Sometimes you just trust your children. Your children, especially when they are very original and creative and different, I think they will find
trzeba
their own ways.
Trzeba słuchać sygnałów, które dzieci przekazują.
Yes, you have to listen to your children, the messages that they are sending you.
Yes. Okay, now both of you, Mateusz, you both are in Hollywood, okay? For how long again? 2 days? 3 days?
Teraz jeszcze 2 dni.
2 more days.
Dzień po rozpoczęciu festiwalu musimy uciekać dalej.
A day after the opening of the festival, we gotta go.
Then the movie Now or Never is a perfect title for both of your lives. And I'm so excited because music to this movie wrote Paul Bieda, which he's my friend too. He was here also in the show.
And też jest Polakiem.
He's also a Polish man.
Yeah, he's a Polish man, and great, beautiful music. And also another gentleman, Ryan, he's a Polish-American actor, producer. He's a part of the movie, Ryan Cross. Ryan Cross, they met here on this show.
Yes.
They both show, and then now we have few very good known people from my country and your country that we both know, the singers, Beata Kozidrak, and of course I won the same Apollo with her. She had I won, and she had second award, but she had more applause than my song because she had very good hook. And I don't know, I'm talking too much, but yeah, we are working and knowing the same wonderful people in my country, and knowing that you created Mandarina Hair.
A z tego co orientuję się w grafiku Beaty, wybiera się w listopadzie do Stanów.
Oh my gosh.
From what I understand regarding Beata, she is planning on coming to the States soon.
Oh, if she will be
chwilę później po niej Doda przylatuje.
And then Doda will be here as well.
Guys,
Więc Polacy będą też mogli ich posłuchać na żywo.
So Polish people will be able to see them live here.
They will be here. If they will be in LA, I will make sure we all will be here. Okay, now, little advice, because we have gurus, 2 gurus. What is the new in a fashion? Could you give us a little tiny direction? What do we need to wear? Right now, in spring, maybe. Let's do what spring will be the most important in our closet.
Będzie najlepsze, w co powinniśmy się zaopatrzyć?
No to tak naprawdę zależy od projektanta i od marki, jednak no jest to istotne.
Okay, then, but if you say, okay, look at me, I'm not the youngest, but I'm cool. What am I supposed to buy that I will be forever young and cool? What one maybe staple? One, you know, what is the most important in my closet? Yeah.
Myślę, że tak jak pani aktualnie wygląda, jest naprawdę najlepiej.
The way that you currently look right now, I think you look fantastic.
Luźna bluza i pokazująca szczupłe nóżki.
Thank you so much. Okay, now you need to tell something about hair, because people love extension. I just so like that, you know, that we can change hair tomorrow. I will be having shorter hair tomorrow, or next day longer hair, and I love that. Before you didn't want to tell that you have extension or wig. We have a great morning show, Wendy Williams. Every day she's wearing another wig. And
codziennie inaczej?
Codziennie, every day she looks different. This is one of the most known hosts, morning show host, Wendy show. And every day different wig. I just love her. People accepted this. She looks hot.
W takim razie muszę to zobaczyć, bo...
We'll have to see it.
Please, Wendy Williams, yes, she's every day, her show, daily show, 1 hour show, entertainment show, every day different wig. And she has special gentleman who is taking care of only about her wigs and creates a look. that whole America is going crazy about.
Specjalnego faceta, który tylko się wyłącznie zajmuje się.
Tak, zazwyczaj tak to działa właśnie. U nas muszę przyznać, że po wielu latach pracy z polskimi gwiazdami zauważyłem, że mają taką dużą obawę, że ktoś mógłby ich nie rozpoznać, ale
so, yeah, that's usually how it works. And I notice when I work with our Polish stars, sometimes they're afraid that somebody won't recognize them.
Ale udało mi się przekonać, półtora roku mi to zajęło.
Yeah, you think like American.
I was able to convince them. It took me about a year and a half.
Jedną aktorkę i jedną wokalistkę, która przy każdym wyjściu wyglądały inaczej.
So I convinced one actress and one music artist. To look different every single time they went out.
Myślę, że możemy dopowiedzieć nazwiska. Aktorka to jest Aleksandra Szwed.
The actress, her name is Aleksandra Szwed.
A śpiewająca gwiazda to była Mandaryna.
Whoa!
And Mandaryna is the name of the music artist.
And that's our connection with Mandaryna, because we were mastering her last album in America. I gave her here great mastering, and Marek Śledziewski is my friend. A very good one then. You know, world is very small. I never met Mandaryna. We talk on Facebook from time to time, but yes, her whole album we
mastered
here.
Sympatyczna osoba.
Yes, and beautiful lady. Beautiful, beautiful lady. And I even was offering her some of songs to write for her, but right now she's a little far away from that. I still believe her voice is very unusual.
A dzięki temu, że pokazywałem w różnych wykonaniach, w różnych wizerunkach Ole i Martę, tak?
Yeah.
Nauczyłem się już Mandaryna i zapomniałem, jak ma naprawdę na imię.
To jest very good Polish singer, very unusual pop, beautiful girl. She's so like to the future when it comes to her look and even way how she sings electronica, dance, very, very hip girl. Model, dancer, everything. And you have a pleasure to create her look. Great,
Mandaryna
congratulations.
Była jedną z pierwszych. I właśnie dzięki temu, że
Mandaryna was one of the first ones.
Dzięki temu, co wykonywałem na ich głowach, posypało się bardzo dużo ofert i bardzo dużo gwiazd naszych polskich prosiło, żebym przedstawił je na przykład przy promocji nowego teledysku w bardzo nowym, odświeżonym wizerunku.
And the way I styled her opened the doors to many other stars who were asking for my help to create them for their new music video or new cover.
Z tego roku najnowszy wizerunek nam zaprezentowała Beata Kozidra właśnie.
Yes, I cannot wait to see
włosach.
Beata Kozidra. Yes,
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 I created Beata Kozidra a shorter look, shorter cut.
And I'm co-writing right now with a composer that she, most of hits he wrote for her. Adam Abramek, and we are co-writing right now for a lot of American artists, which I'm developing a lot of stars to here. And then, yeah, he's flying here. We are writing music and composing and producing. I cannot wait. This world is getting smaller. Okay.
Myślę, a jeszcze dodam jedną rzecz. Myślę, że słuchacze powinni zobaczyć teledysk Beaty, ponieważ ona zgodziła się dokonać tej metamorfozy przed kamerą i w teledysku jest pokazana, jak ścinamy włosy o połowę.
I will promote it. I need to send
and
her
I
the
think,
link.
And I think they should see Beata's new music video, because I mean it happened in the music video, the whole metamorphosis and the change of her hair and the look. So we did it in the video.
Wonderful. And I will promote this link. And I need to also, I would love to introduce another guest that is in the studio. She is my dear friend. She did a cover for one of my first album in America. And she's a great photographer. And I'm saying she really did. I look hot when she did this wrong. And now, on next Saturday, she has her own gallery. And she's a painter. She paints so many beautiful models. You can describe where Sheila Fane, please. Tell me your name again and describe why you are here. Close the microphone. She's very small.
Hello, everybody.
Not too tall, but okay, okay. Oh, you, okay.
Okay.
Go closer to microphone, Sheila.
Hello. I'm glad I'm here. This is Sheila Fine, and I'm here to promote one of my solo art shows that I'm very excited. It's called Figuratively. Because I run a lot of drawing workshops in LA, and I hire a lot of different models and for a lot of the LA area artists that draw. So this show is going to be at the Cornell Winery, and that is on Mulholland Highway, across from the Peter Strauss Ranch and next to the Old World. And this is a part of town in the mountains that is kind of
Malibu, just say, close to Malibu.
Close to Malibu, but it's a little bit of a secret kind of hideout.
Yes,
and
magical.
It's very magical and very creative. And Tim, who I had known for a while, who runs this winery, it was very interesting. I was there with my daughter, Kara Fine, who's a photographer, and we were taking pictures of my daughter, Amanda, who's a stand-up comedian. And he, you know, we were just on his property. I hadn't asked or anything. It was a lot of fun. And all of a sudden, he pulled up, and he's so at ease as a person. He goes, "Hey, Sheila." I go, "Hey." And we finished taking the pictures. We talked about my work. We made an appointment, and he came over. My house is literally filled with hundreds of
paintings
and drawings and all kind of things of all the different people that I draw actually twice a week now. So for whatever reason, I got into creating my works on cardboard with oil pastels, and Tim had really become, you know, interested in that work. So that's exactly what the show is made up of. So it's works on cardboard, canvas, and charcoal paper.
She's so funny. She's not going to... I am blind. I need to put my glasses on.
I'm laughing because on my invitation, I have everything.
Oh, so. God, thank you. She has got the invitation.
So I thought it was interesting.
Everybody can see this invitation on Facebook, because I know that a lot of people listen, of course, from L.A., and this will be a very unusual event. We'll be having a lot of people first coming. Paintings are amazing, and the reception is cool because there will be food and probably wines, because
it's
a winery.
It's a winery, and it's... This Friday,
okay,
October 14th,
yes.
And it's 7 to 9 p.m. And you can look up my work also at SheilaFine.com. So SheilaFine.com. You can also look at my Instagram at SheilaFine. And it'll be a pleasure to greet everybody who shows up. And then you can see all of the paintings and drawings that I've done of all of the L.A. models.
Oh, my gosh. Now we have this tie-in. This show is the most creative ever. Okay, I'm singer, songwriter, and I'm producer, and I am host, which I had no idea 4 years ago that I will be one. But now, look at, four years ago, I started this great show. Now, you know, we are having one of the coolest people in the world coming and sharing their life story with us. Again, Władek Juszkiewicz, we are talking about Polish Film Festival, which starts...
Start Wednesday, the Egyptian Theater, and then we're going to Lemley Noho and Lemley Monica Film Center, and two screenings at the USC and Northridge Sisson.
Wonderful. And then we have a guest who the film will be shown on Now or Never on this festival.
No, the film was
a year ago.
Last year. And this is how we start our relation. And this is how the festival works. We invite filmmakers and people involved in the films.
Now
and
they can meet
become
the
family.
Stars.
And once here, is always here. And the time they want to come, they welcome.
I don't want to say, but I send this link to very, very important man in Hollywood through my daughter. Then I'm hoping he will see tomorrow. I don't know what will happen. Natasha, I know everybody knows she's working for a very good film company. And I don't know, world is small. I am just all about helping and introducing people to the world, and we'll see what's happened. Thank you today. I'm waiting for one more phone call for very, very important psychiatrist doctor. She will be talking a little bit about problems that we have in life too. This show is really busy today. But fact is that today I have amazing guests in the show, and I'm so, so happy you both are here. Then your name one more time, Mateusz Maga. Could you tell us your name?
Yeah, Mateusz Maga.
And if you can tell for 1 second in one line how you will be describing yourself and your future. Short. Yes.
Jakbyś siebie opisał jednym zdaniem.
Now or never?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's now or never.
Are you a future, you think? Again, future? Do you think about future every day? Do you think that tomorrow you will be the same person that you are today?
Na pewno zawsze dąży się do tego, żeby być lepszym, prawda? Lepszym człowiekiem, żeby się bardziej rozwinąć, żeby po prostu osiągnąć jak najlepsze tutaj rezultaty swojej tak naprawdę i twórczości, gdziekolwiek się poczuję.
I always strive every single day to be a better person and grow and become better every single day.
That you are really focusing on a human part of your life. And that's beautiful. Gosh, you are beautiful and you're gorgeous and you're sweet and... Ouch, we love you.
Beautiful outside and inside.
That's very beautiful. Yes, you are very, very beautiful
bardzo
human.
Dziękuję.
Thank
bardzo
you for coming. We are waiting for our phone call, but we are waiting. Your phone call will be later. Right now we have a lot of things to talk about. Thank you to our translator. Again, your name is?
Aleksandra Kaniak.
Then Aleksandra Kaniak, if anybody wants or whoever needs the translation from Polish to English, English to Polish, and my phone call is here. I will be, then please call us or contact me through Facebook or to Władek. And one moment, I'm finishing my conversation and I will be talking to our doctor. Okay, Tamara, thank you so much for 1 second. And again, you have really, really something very special about you. I would love to have you for one more show because talking about hair, a problem with hair that everybody, every lady has, you know, and something that we could look so fresh, but not done up, you know, not like made up. Kajetan, you do something magical. And I heard in a movie, the ladies describe you have a magical touch when it comes to hair. When I leave hairdresser chair, I hate how I look, always. Then I go to home, I wash my hair, mess up my hair again, and then I like myself. And you are doing this.
Wtedy trzeba zmienić stylistę.
You're right. It's so expensive running around and changing and washing my hair all the time. Okay, but yes, I would love to know one line. What Kajetan can give to ladies to have this morning or after night fresh look, like you don't try too hard.
Tak naprawdę tutaj nie chodzi o technikę fryzjerską, tylko to.
It's really not about the technique. It's about...
Tylko chodzi o to, jak klientka się zbliży do nas.
Oh, you need to know the person.
Jeżeli się zaprzyjaźni.
Wow! Again, human part in everything what we do. This is so refreshing. Okay.
Technika jest bardzo ważna, wiadomo oczywiście, bo tak naprawdę, no, jeżeli byśmy źle wykonywali włosy, to nikt by do nas nie przyszedł.
Well, ale... technique is important, of course, because if we didn't do hair well, nobody would come to our salon.
Najważniejsze jest, żeby klientka przed przyjściem, wiedząc, że przychodzi do nas, może wyjść zawsze z odświeżonym nie tyle wizerunkiem, ale i umysłem.
But it's important to us when a client leaves our place, she not only comes out with a new hair, but also with a new set of mind.
Bardzo często teraz fryzjerów się łączy właśnie z psychologami, choć nie mamy takiego wykształcenia.
You're right. We want to talk to our hairdressers.
Ale tak
You're
naprawdę
right.
przychodzicie porozmawiać.
You're right.
We notice that you don't only not only come to us to do your hair, but you also want to talk. So it's kind of like we almost your psychologist as well.
A ja jako urodzony introwertyk tylko potrafię słuchać.
Beautiful.
And I'm an introvert, so I can only listen.
Wow. But you can talk too. No, you can talk too. And I'm hoping that when you will be back, both of you, three of you, anybody, please stop one more time and we'll be talking more, okay? We took care of today. Yes.
Tak, will you chciałbym do that? Jeszcze tylko podziękować, yes. że pozwoliliście nam mówić w języku polskim, bo to jest bardzo ładny język.
Yes.
I niestety bardzo mnie boli, gdziekolwiek na krańcu jakiegokolwiek świata, jesteśmy naszego przynajmniej świata, słysząc nasz język polski, ludzie się pytają, you are from Russia.
Yeah,
I to boli.
Yes.
So I
nie znają
just
naszego akcentu w ogóle.
Just wanted to thank you for letting us to speak Polish because such a beautiful language. And whenever we travel, what hurts me the most when people hear us talk, they always think that we are Russian or that we speak Russian. So I think it's that's hurtful.
Tak, i proszę, wsłuchajcie się w nasz język i jeśli usłyszycie cokolwiek, słowo zwykłe, dzień dobry, to chciałbym, żebyście wiedzieli, że to jest polski.
So please listen to our language and know that
find
if you hear
difference.
Something like dzień dobry, that means it's Polish.
Thank you so much for this conversation. I love you guys. I love everybody who is in the room. I love my Sheila Fein, fine, because that's my accent. I'm so sorry. And now we have on the phone somebody very, very special. We have for last few months segment with very important doctor. I will say I want to be her friend forever because we took care of today about our clothing, about our hair, but she can take care of our mind, our heart, Hello, Dr. Tanya Gilbert. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I want you in my studio because you will enjoy this show tremendously. But we cannot have you for today. Then you are calling in. Hi, doctor. Where are you today?
Well, right now I am in L.A. I'm in Studio City in one of my office locations on Ventura Boulevard.
Okay.
And I did not get to hear the entire segment, but I was listening a bit about the hair and makeup and clothing. All of those things also affect the mind.
It's true. And so, you know, one
or the mind affect all of those things. So it's all come together, you know, as one. And that's part of what I would like to talk about today. You know, so I'd like to start off by saying to our audience, hi, you are in the moment with Dr. Tanya.
Tanya.
And today I want to discuss part one of a two-part series of how you are thinking, because how you think is how you live.
And this requires a really, really like big accent on this topic, because how are you thinking? The way you think is the way you live. I think
exactly.
I understand, but do I really understand what you are saying? Please give us the explanation from doctor point of view. Give us
the explanation of how you think is how you live, because our thoughts are influenced by so many things. And I wanted to speak on this today because we're in a very, very unusual time in our lives. And there are so many things out there that affect who we are. It affects how we interact with our internal and external world and how we respond in that way. With that, you might respond that you never go get your hair done or get any clothes. You can be, you know, we're living in a world where, I believe most decisions are being made based on a conflict of fear of what is or fear of what's to come. And so that fear is affecting the way people think, and therefore it's affecting the way they live and the things that they do.
Yes, fear, this is a scary word. And I know that for a moment when I wake up, I have certain part in me that is afraid of the day that is just starting. Then could you give us maybe little advice how to easy ourselves to the thinking that all will be okay? Or maybe we need to be worried that maybe something will not be okay. Then how we need to deal with that?
Well, one of the things that I work with my population, my clients with quite often on a regular basis, is how we relate to the fear. You know, most of the time when you hear that word fear, we take it as something negative, something bad. But I'm here to tell you fear is a good thing. Fear is a good thing. And that's the advice that I'm going to give today. Fear is a good thing. Fear is something that you make friends with. If you are able to make friends with your fear and not be afraid of fear itself, there was some philosopher that said something to that effect. You know, it's nothing to be afraid of other than the fear itself. Hmm. And it's fear about what's to come. If we could predict our lives about what would happen in each moment, it wouldn't be very much of a life. It would be very, very boring, actually.
Yeah, that would be scary. And yeah, if we know what happened, but we like to really not know, but we feel a fear that we don't have control on what maybe will happen in our life. And I think the control is what makes us also nervous with war
well,
that is going so...
Alana,
yes?
Let me ask you this question. When you say control, you're exactly right. People want to control what's going to happen in their lives. But when we start thinking about control, how much control do you really have? the knob, you have a button. Let's think about a light switch.
Yeah.
There's an on button and an off button. And just naturally looking at that, you say, okay, if I flip it up to on, the light comes on. If I flip it down to off, the light goes off. But how much of a guarantee do you have that every time you flip that switch, it's going to do what it's supposed to do? You don't really have that control.
No, I don't. You're right. But
so what we have is an illusion of control. See, we think we are controlling our lives. And because we can't figure out what the bottom line of the next step may be for us, then we begin to function from fear.
That's very interesting.
But okay. So what I encourage folks to do, change the way you think about fear. And then you change the way you are living in fear. Fear is what's controlling most of your existence. So let's take fear and look at it, and we'll talk more about this in our next segment. I'll give you steps of how to use fear. But we'll take fear, and we'll look at it, and we'll examine what is that fear, you know, trying to tell us. Where do we feel it? Where is it located in our body? What things does that trick that fear trigger for us? Is it something a latent memory or some experience that we've had that we make the assumption that this, if I do this, then this is going to happen? You know, they say the great predictor of behavior is past behavior. The great predictor of success or failure is based on past success or past failure.
Wow.
It's all an illusion about control, which results in fear of not having control. So what do you think about that, Alana?
You know, how can I say no to anything that you are saying? You are so, so right. But you're right. Living in fear is something that paralyzes us and practically doesn't get us no forward and keeps us probably going backwards. To me, like you say, all these things that we are fearing is probably coming, like you mentioned, from the past experiences that we need to somehow understand and maybe put into sleep or just talk to you and just, you know, see you face to face, because obviously you can just release this fear from us. I'm worried always about children, because grown-ups, we have a choice. We can pay for a visit with you. We can talk to doctors. But the children, they don't have these opportunities. They have only parents, school, and they're petrified to go to school. They're petrified to, when it's a little bit darker, leave their houses. They are living in a fear. Mm-hmm. And my fear is that we are raising children in a fear of day-to-day life. And I don't know. To me, school's supposed to have meetings like that with a doctor like you?
As adults, you're speaking of children, but we learn fear as children, and then we install fear in our children, but it all comes from the world that we live in. You know, how do you think about what it is that you are afraid of? Again, how are you thinking? How are you processing the information that you're taking in from your external environment? When we speak of the children, we have media that have all of these negative things that happen, and then it goes into the parent or the responsible adult, and then that person projects it into their fear into the child. So if there wasn't an adult to tell a child to be afraid, then most children would not be afraid.
You're
but
right.
We live in a world that's based on fear. Most decisions, both positive and negative, are predominantly based in a fear. You know, I don't get into politics and, you know, discussing my politics, but when I look right now in this time for elections, it doesn't matter which candidate you choose. if you don't want the other candidate because you are fearful of whatever their policies may or may not be.
That's another.
So it's the same thing on both sides. You're afraid, well, if we take this person, this is what's going to happen. If we take this person, this is what's going to happen.
You are so,
so
right.
Either way, it's not 100%. There is an illusion. If we select the best person or the right person, then we'll have some control over our lives.
Yeah.
But it's all an illusion. You don't have that type of control. So you have to understand and learn what fear is trying to say.
Oh, we are
teaching you.
We are talking today to Dr. Tanya Gilbert, and yes, word fear, we won't really deal with this, and I know that we'll be talking to you next week, and maybe you really help us to choose between these two not so perfect candidates, and I don't know who will be our next president, but you're right, I feel fearful for the future, and I don't know what to do. For right now, I need to say goodbye, because we have 10 minutes till 7, and CBS is coming with the news. Then I need to say thank you to you for our conversation for today, Dr. Tanya Gilbert, please, and you can go to my Accent On website, Facebook, and also on LA Talk Radio Archives, which in...
And before we sign off, I would like for folks to know they can find me on Psychology Today as well as Facebook at Dr. Tanya Gilbert for Change.
Thank you so much, Doctor. And talk to you next week. And
talk to you next week.
Mwah. Thank you so much. And bye-bye. And, of course, I need to say goodbye also to Władek Juszkiewicz. And I'm so worried that I will be seeing you. I will be seeing you on Wednesday, but next November or October we'll be starting pitching everything what is the best in our Polish Film Festival.
Exactly.
And could you give us a last website? Website for Polish
PolishFilmLA.org, and all the information is there under the program and films, description of the artist and
60 movies, shorts and long movies will be
shorts, animation, documentary and features.
Okay, and I would love to one more time thank you to our guest one more time, the beautiful voice of Mateusz
Manga. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Our beautiful translator,
Aleksandra Kaniak.
And our amazing hairdresser and beautiful creator of wigs for Faye Dunaway, even. Not only European people. And his name is?
Kajetan Gura.
Oh my gosh, I love you guys. And Sheila Fine, who introduced us to her paintings. And everybody needs to go to a winery in very close to Malibu, which I posted invitation. And go see us there. Yes, again, where is this place, short?
It's called the Cornell Winery. So it's cornellwinery.com. And just go to the events and the calendar and scroll down. And you can get a lot of information about me and also about the winery.
Thank you so much for today. We'll be playing music of Ilona Europa next week. But right now, bye-bye. Do widzenia.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.